Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about life, about encountering Jesus on the road of life, discovering the road to life. And each weekday morning, we're taking a look at another aspect of the life that God desires for us to have, that full, abundant life. And today, we're going to focus in on a supplied life. It's fascinating when I glanced at the prayer guide for the week and looked at today's topic, somehow my mind skimmed over it and read it as a simplified life. I guess without glasses and not quite awake yet, supplied and simplified can look a little bit similar, but the truth is they both apply. They both are a part of this life that God desires for us to have. Looking at 2 Peter 1, verse 3, it says, His, that is Jesus, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. I would imagine in your life, I know it is in my life, there have been times where I haven't been so sure. God's promise, His word says He has given us everything we need. But we stop there because we start doing the math. We forget the context. We look at the things we don't have that we really need. And it's one of the reasons I think this idea of a supplied life and a simplified life kind of go together. Learning the secret of contentment that Paul would write about. That with Christ, I have enough. And there may be days and times where I go hungry. I'm cold. I'm wet. I'm sick. All indications that we would normally use to say I don't have enough. Well, I may not have enough for that moment is what I need. But God's desire is that I step back and look at what I really need. All of those circumstances that I talked about, Jesus describes as things that we ought to be paying attention to in the lives of others. In fact, He says, when we notice those who are hungry, who are sick, who are wet and cold, we ought to help them. We ought to be part of supplying that need. Because He says, when we do so, we do it for Him. We do it to Him. We don't like others being involved in this supplied need, this simplified need. God also makes it clear that He's gifted us in ways that we often are able to work, to have our needs met once we figure out what they are, by living that quiet and peaceful life of minding our own business, talked about yesterday, of being responsible. But none of that prevents hard times from coming. It may slow it up. It may avoid some of it. But tornadoes rarely knock at the door and ask, are you doing your best? Are you caring for your family? Do you have a good job? Okay, we'll pass. No, it causes death and destruction without asking. And I know there are diseases and sicknesses that we bring upon ourselves by our activity level or lack thereof, by our diet or lack thereof. There's a vast list of diseases and injuries that don't stop and ask, are you doing your best? Those things come upon people in a manner that really only God knows why. And this supplied life is in the midst of all of that, in the midst of plenty or in the midst of want. God's got this. And He recognizes we may want another day of life, but what we need is an eternity of life. We may want a larger bank account, but what we need is a greater treasure stored up in heaven. You see, we want a lot of things that the world tells us that we need, and so many times God's giving into our life shapes us into how we give into the lives of others. And when we consider a simplified life, a life that says God has given, so I'll share. I've shared the story before when I first began writing poems. It was really not a writing process. It was taking things God was putting in my mind and typing them out so they wouldn't be stuck there. My mind was getting clogged up with these poems and no idea why. And in my worldly manner of thinking of me, I concluded that God was giving me all of these poems, all of this writing, in order to supply my financial needs. That the needs of Impact Prayer Ministry would be fully met through the books. And then the rejections came. We don't publish poetry books. We don't have interest in poetry books. We don't want to consider this. No one buys this. And in the midst of that process, as that first book was being put together, there was a clarity of mind as if God was speaking directly to me, and it wasn't a voice that was audible or heard. It was an impression. And it simply said, "That's not why I gave this to you. I gave them to help you. I gave them so you could help others." And since that time and multiple devotional books that God has allowed me to write, I make them available on Amazon at pretty much the basic lowest price they'll allow me to set. And here at the church and places that I go, I simply give them away. Because that conviction of God was the writing was His gift, and I was supposed to share it. And this simplified life says, what I've been given is not just been given for me, but I need to consider how to help others. This supplied life says, I have supplied all of your needs according to my riches so that you can serve others. We lose in our mind the purpose. We want to claim a God that supplies all of our needs. We're a little slower to acknowledge the God that wants His supply in our life to supply needs to others. And so in this supplied life, this simplified life, we turn to God with gratitude. And we understand in Christ, I have enough. Oh, it won't always feel like it today. But I step back. I look at eternity. I say, thank you. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need. Not just to prosper here on earth, although there are many times you do that. Your greatest gift has been what we need in order to be right with you for eternity. You've supplied not just Jesus, you've supplied the invitation that we would come and drink of the living water. You've supplied the water. And God, forgive us for those times where we are discontent. We want more because our neighbors have more. Help us, well, not to be complacent, but to be satisfied. Not to be lazy, but to be content. Help us to understand the things that we have are designed by you to help others see Jesus in us and through us. May we consider the simplified life that acknowledges that godliness with contentment is of great gain. even as we strive to better our circumstances and to better the circumstances of others. Help us to not use your word as an excuse, the misuse of your word as an excuse to not help others. Help us not to use or misuse your word to cause us to be greedy. May we learn those secrets of contentment, those secrets of a supplied and simple life. And in doing so, may we lift up Jesus so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.